He pligi where the machlokes here are libid Rabbi Shmuel. Hatayi both Rabbi Yechon and Meshlokes both argue according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shmuel, not Meshlokes Rabbi Shmuel. They say that writing it down means something. Yavis chayvis. For Meshlokes, ad kam lakam Rabbi Shmuel lasa melo v'shayich lei l'shibud v'diraisa. This only over there by an Oriv where he was meshabed himself midiraisa. Avol hocho lo shayich shibud v'diraisa. But over here, Stam might come and say, I owe you. And there's no chiv over here. That maybe means nothing. Over there by the order of the Pshat is, somebody lent money already. So the person that borrowed the money has a chiv and he writes to pay it back. Like there's a bad chiv there. There, Rabbi Shmuel says, that if an Orav comes down and writes down that I guarantee that chayiv, it means something. Because there is the chiv here already. Reuven, the loiva, has to pay back the money. So that's a strong thing if you say, you take over that chiv like. But in our case, where Stam, one guy goes to the second guy, I owe you $1,000, and even he writes it down, but if he didn't tell the Edom to be the Edom, Resh Lakish holds, he could joke around about it and say, I didn't mean it. Therefore, Resh Lakish holds even because of Yishmael, and there's a difference between whether it's a Chiyah Midi Raisa and not a Chiyah Midi Raisa. All right, we'll stop here. Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis. 2 lines, 4 lines down. The Mora says, Gufa, before we learned, Omarav Gidl Omarav, Kamo Ato Noisei Levincha. It's right before the children get married, the father of the Chosin and the father of the Kala talk together to make up how much money they're going to give their children. So one says, Kamo Ato Noisei Levincha, like how much are you going to give to your son? Kach v'kach, this much money. Then the other one says, V'kamo Ato Noisei Levincha, how much are you going to give to your daughter now that they're getting married? Kach v'kach. So the father of the chosin and the kala were both said they'll give this much amount of money to their children. The locher is omdu v'kichu, and then they went ahead and got married together. The locher is konal, and the kinyan is like chal automatically, even though they did not make any kinyan. Really, they were not meschayiv themselves. They just said they would do it. Still, they have to do it. This is the chiddush, hein hein advarim, these are the things, ha-niknim bi-amira. That just by saying it, you kind of, even though usually you have to make a kinyan, but over here, just by them saying it, it's chal. We'll soon see why. So Amar Rav, Rav said, Mistavra, what's the svara? I understand. Milsa dera bebitoi, nara. The svara, his svara, it only makes sense when he's getting married, a bita nara, when his young daughter, that's a nara. Why? The komoto hano liyodei. That the father is going to get something from it. The father gets the money. When his young daughter gets married, the halacha is the father gets the money. So therefore, since the father of the kala is going to get the money, he feels satisfied, so when he said he's going to give her this much amount of money, he really meant it. Avo bageris, but let's say when you're marrying off your daughter, that she's already 12 and a half, the father does not get anything. When she gets married, the money that she receives, the kesef kedushin, goes to herself. Lie. Then we say the father did not mean it. When the father said before, I promise to give, he didn't say promise, whatever, says I plan to give my daughter $1,000 for dowry, it doesn't mean anything. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says, but really like Lashon Shvua, Omar Rav afilu bageris. No, really Rav said his halacha even though the daughter is already 12 and a half years old. Why? If you're not going to say like this, let's think, Aviha ben, what's going to be by the father of the chosin? Rav Gidl's din is that if the father of the chosin says, I agree to give my son now $1,000,000, and the father of the kala says, I agree to give my daughter $1,000,000, that says they have to give it to them. The question is, Aviha ben, mayhano osali yodei. What does the father of the chosin get? That everybody knows. He doesn't get the kesef of kedushin. The son, the one that's the chosin that's getting married, has to be at least bar mitzvah. Less than bar mitzvah, there's no kedushin. And who gets the money? He keeps the money himself. Or and more than that, there's no money involved. The son, the chosin, has to give the money to the kala. When you marry your wife, you have to give her the kesef. So if so, the father of the chosin is not receiving anything from the chasna. So why do we say that when they do get married, what he said before that he's going to give him a present he has to do? Ella, what do you have to say? From this satisfaction, that the two of them got married together, it's a new svara, that the father of the chosin said, I'm going to give my son $1,000,000. The father of the kallah said that. Now the fact that they both got married together, they both have a big satisfaction that they got married, and because of that satisfaction, we say they really mean to be makta like the kinyan of chal. Like we spoke out, there's a writer of the Dvar Avron that says that we have to do a maisa kinyan always to show is because really with your das, if you want to give away something to somebody else, you could give it away. But if you don't do an action, we say you don't mean what you're saying. That's why you have to do a maisa kinyan to show that's your das. But over here that we see clearly that's your das. Because of this svara, you're happy, you have satisfaction, your kids got married, therefore with your das alone, you could be mechayev yourself. That you have to pay them the money. Omalei Ravinu Ravashi. This is at Ravashi. Tavorim halolu nitnu likosev or nitnu likosev. He had a question. That the father of the chosn and the kallah said right before the chuppah, and we're going to give them this amount of money. So it's saying right after the chuppah, they have a chiyuv, they have to pay it. Now, do we have a right now to write up a shtar and make a shtar out of this? If you write up a shtar, now the pshat is that the children will have a right to collect from mishabodim. If the father sells his property afterwards, the kids will have a right to collect the money from his father. If the father owes him $1 million, and if the father is not going to have the money later on, you have a right to get it from Mishabodim, from the property the father sold. Or maybe no, you don't have a right to write up this, to make a shtar. Because at the time when the father made the kinyan, he didn't make a shtar at that time. He only said he would pay the money. So true, he has to pay the money, but maybe you can't make a shtar out of it. There's no din Mishabodim here. Omalei, so he answered back, yes, that lanitno likosev, you do not have a right to make a shtar out of this eschaivis. Now, as the father said he would pay, true, he has to pay his son, but he can't make a shtar out of this. If the father sells his property and doesn't have anything left, you can't collect from the sold property. Eisvei Abakash on this. Says, now, Mishnah, ha-pikhin ha-yukaisvin. A smart man, the Mishnah says, where a man gets married to a wife that has a daughter already from before. So usually the wife makes up a tnai with a new husband, I'll only let you marry me if you support my daughter for 5 years. So what happened was, Amol, they got to get it after 2 years, and the husband still had to support the daughter, because he said, I'll do it for 5 years. So the Mishnah says, the smart ones will make it tonight. I'm marrying you, and I'll support your daughter, but only, only Kozman that were married. But let's say for some reason I give you a get, then I don't have a chiyuv to support your daughter. That's what the Mishnah says a smart man should do. Now, it says here they write it down. The Chur, why did they write it down? This kinyan was only kinyan of an amira. So Chur, it's mashma kaisvin. They wrote up a shtar here. So Gemara says, no, my kaisvin, what does it mean they write? Oimrim, it just means they say. Because v'loim shayna mishnah, not that they really made a hischayv is there, just they said it, and Balti said it before the chasna, then he got married on these tanoim, the kinyan is chal. The korile, for the Gemara kasha now, the korile la mira ksiva, can you say that? When it says ksiva, they write it down, the chur, it means writing. How could you say amira, talking, means writing? On the chur, it says they wrote it down, mashma they made a shtar. Sumara says, no, in, I'll bring you proof, yes, it's possible. It's possible that even though it says the word ksiva, it only means the word amira that they say it. The Yatsanam, we had a mishnah before. Hakoi said liishtoi, if a man writes to his wife, dinu dvor mein libenechtecha, I don't want to have anything to do with your property. Even though usually when you marry your wife and she owns property from before, that's nichsei melug, the husband has the right to eat the peris, he has the right to work on it and eat the fruits to grow. But if the husband writes to her, I don't want to have anything to do with it, it's chal, he can't use it. Now, Vatoni Reb Chiya, we learned before Reb Chiya said, hoi mel ishtoi. The Mishnah does not mean ha-kosev, that he writes this to his wife, but rather oimer, he says to his wife. So even though it says the word ha-kosev, sometimes kosev only means amira. So therefore, for now, Mishnah, there's no proof. Toshima, come and bring another proof. It says, ein kosevin, shtori erisin, unesuyin, elamidashneim. You don't write up a shtar, erisin, because when they got married, they won't have a shtar, a proof that they got married, or else nesuyin. You don't write up the shtar, erisin, shtar, nesuyin, elamidashneim. Only if they both agree, the chosin and the kala. So the diak is, or midashneim, if they both agree that a shtar should be written up, kosevin, you're allowed to write up the shtar and make a regular shtar out of it. Now, my love, aren't we talking about over here, shtori psikta? Like, what type of a shtar are we talking about? Lechur, it means, shtar psikta means, that the father of the chosna, the father of the kala, said, will give them this and this amount of money, after the nesuyin, do you have a right to write it up to make a shtar out of it? And now that it's written down in the shtar, if they don't pay you up, you can collect from a shabbatim. So who it's mashma, this type of a kinyan, you could write a shtar. Tomorrow says, no, that's not shot over here. Shtori erisin mamish. It means a regular shtar erisin. Well, you want to marry your wife, the first Mishnah in Kedushin says, the gimel derochim, there are three ways. You can make a shtar, or kesef, or biyah. So it means you want to write up mamish, the shtar erisin, you want to write up. And it could have a papa, like a papa says. Could have a papa, yeah. Sharasin Kidrav Papa Rav Shavya, like Rav Papa and Rav Shavya. The Yitma learned like this. What's going to be Kosvul Lishma? The man wrote the Shtar, had the Shtar Erson written up Lishem, he wants to marry this lady, he wrote up Lishem this lady. But for Shloimi Daito, when the Seifel went to write up the Shtar Kedushin, he did not ask her if she agrees to the Shtar. So it's a machlekes, so that's called a good Shtar Erson or not. And later, the Chosin uses it, and gives it over to her and says, Arayat Mekadeshesli, Bishtar Zeh. And she accepts it. So the question is, now she accepts it. But at the time when they wrote up the shtar, it wasn't with her consent. She didn't know about it at that time. Is that good or not? So it's a machlokes. Rabba Ravina Amri Mekadeshes. It's good. Because who has to write up the shtar erisin? The chosin. If he writes the midas, that's enough. The lady gives it to her. She accepts it. That's enough. Rav Papa, Rav Sharvi Yamri, no, ain't no Mekadeshes. It's no good. It has to be written midaita. It has to be written with her knowing about it. Since Kedusha needs das, and you have to have her consent, even for the shtar also, she has to have consent, b'shas it was written. So that's part of here also. That the shtar erisin has to be written midas shneim. Even the wife, the lady, she also has to agree to have the shtar written. Toshma, come on, there'll be another proof. We have Mesub in Oseim. Let's say the daughters die. Mesum. If the husband dies. Now, bin Oseim, Nizoinus, Minachosim, Benechorin. If a husband dies, so there's a Tanaik Suba that if he has daughters still alive, even though they don't Yashim, the Nechosim, the boy is the son Yashim, the Nechosim, but there's a Tanaik Suba, they have to get fed. They get Mesoinus. Now, they only get Mesoinus from Nechosim, Benechorin. That means the property the father left over when he died, they sell that and that money goes to the daughters to live on. But for he, in the case of our Mishnah, when the husband married his wife, and she already had a daughter from before, and they made up a condition now, she said, I'll only marry you if you'll support my daughter for 5 years, that daughter now, for he, nizoinus from the chosim mishabodim. She has a right to collect her mizoinus even from property that was already sold. She can collect it. And the Mishnah says, Mifnei she kabbalas chayv, because she's not a tanaik suba. That's a chayv. When the husband married his wife, now he made up a condition that I'm marrying you on a tanai that I will support your daughter for the next 5 years. And even if he dies, from his property she has to be fed. So therefore that's called a kabbal chayv. Now the Chur, it says she collects from Mishabodim. Why? The Chur, our Mishnah is talking about that the husband did not write it up at the beginning of the shtar. He only said it be amira. So here you see things that are said via Amira, also you have a right to make a shtar out of it later, and she can collect from Mishabodim. Tzumara says no. Hocha b'mayaski, you know what we're talking about over here? B'shakonu miyodoy. Here we're talking about that they made a kinyan. They made a beferish a kinyan. That's why you can write up a shtar now. If you make a kinyan, then you can make a shtar. Fred Gemari, hocha, if so, bonos nami b'shakonu, bonos nami, his own daughters also, why can't they collect from Mishabodim? So my answer is, I'll tell you the case is, Bishakonu Lezev Lekonu Lezev. The father only made a kinyan to be mechayiv himself to pay his stepdaughter, but not to be mechayiv himself to pay his own daughter. For tomorrow, my Piska, how do you know that? Like, how do you know to make such a difference? His own daughter, he didn't make a kinyan for, but his wife's daughter, he did. So what's like this? Ihi Tehebes Bishas Kinyan. The daughter, his wife's daughter, that was there at the time when they got married, Mahani lo kinyan. Hitaka made a kinyan at that time. But since she was alive then, the wife's daughter from before, so the kinyan is chal for her. But Bono is his own daughter that his first can have later on from his wife, to lehevi b'shas kinyan. She wasn't there at the time when they got married. When they got married, she wasn't born yet. Is le mahani lo kinyan. That's why the kinyan the husband made when he first got married to his wife, it's a svara. The kinyan only held for the daughter that the wife had already. That the husband's mechayiv himself now to support her for the next 5 years, the kinyan helps. But for his own daughter that he's going to have, it's like Lo Bol Yelam. She's not here yet, so the kinyan is not chal. For the Gemara also, who said that? Mila Yaskina Ken, I'll give you a case that could be talking about. Mila Yaskina Ken, we'd be talking about to Havoy Bishas Kinyan. I'll have a case that his own daughter is here at the time when he's marrying his wife with a kinyan. How could that be? The Eskidomi, how's the case? Kagoin de Girsha. He married his wife first and he had a child, he had a daughter. And then he gave his wife a get. The Yahadre. And now he remarried her. So at the time when he remarried her now, his own daughter is alive already. And he made a kinyan now that he's going to have to support her. So how do you know to say he only made a kinyan to support his wife's daughter and not to support his own daughter? How do you know to say that? Ella, the Svar is like this. Ihi, his own daughter. No, forget, Ihi, the wife's daughter. The last say, but tonight, Bezdin, there's no chiyuv Bezdin that you have to support your wife's daughter. That is a tonight super, it's only your own daughters. After the father dies, they get fed from his property. But not his own daughter, his wife's daughter, there's no chiyuv to support her. So therefore, mahanya lo kinyan. Therefore we say, since there's no chayvus for that, the husband must probably felt right to make a kinyan for her. But bonos, his own daughters, the isnayi b'tanai bezdin, it's a tanai bez at the chiyuv suba. So if you die, the father dies, his kids, his daughters get fed. L'manyu l'kinyin, then a kinyin does not help. So how the meaner is, he made the kinyin, but it doesn't help since it's a tanai bezdin. For the Gemara, what kind of svar is that? Migra gari, because bezdin was mechayvu to support your daughters. That's why if you make a kinyin, it doesn't help. Like what kind of svar is that? If you make a kinyin, for sure it should help. Ela say like this better. The nice of Hainu Taima, his own daughters, you know what the pshat is? Kivan the isnayi b'tanai bezdin, since he has a chiyuv to support her, which that they get fed from his property. After he dies, it's a tanai bezdin chiyuv. So true, the husband when he got married made a tanai, a kinyan. And the kinyan should be on both chiyuvim. But you know why his own daughters can't collect from Mishabadim? Because Eimo, we're afraid to say, Sororiyat Fasinu. We have to be afraid, since it's a tanai bezdin, the husband has to support his daughters. Maybe before he died, he gave her $1,000. He gave her a bundle of money. Sorori Yatrasa, he gave her money. So maybe she was paid up. So that's why she can't collect from Mishabadim. Hey, it's the wife's daughter that it's not a Chiyuv Bezdin. He would never pay her beforehand. Therefore, for sure, she wasn't paid up. And since he made a kinyan, she could collect from Mishabadim. But his own daughter, that it's a Chiyuv Bezdin, there, even though he made a kinyan, we have to be afraid maybe she was paid up. Then the Mishnah says, Lo Yoyma Harishan. Again, the case here was that you had a wife, a lady, she was married once, she had a daughter. Chveis, the husband, daughter, she got a get. Now she remarried. She remarried to the second husband and made a tanai with him, I'm only marrying you if you can support my daughter for 5 years. Then something went wrong there, she got a get, and she got married to a third husband. And she made a tanai with the third husband also, that you're going to support my daughter for 5 years. So the Mishnah says that both husbands, the second and third, have to support this daughter. And they both, one gives the food and one has to pay the money. Now, Loyer Marishan, the Mishnah says the first one can't say to the second husband, listen, I'll only support the girl if she lives by me, but if she's living by you, I'm not going to support her. You can't say that. So Omer Rav Chizda says, Zoyt Samarasum, here is a proof, Bas Eitzel Ima, in the case where a lady gets divorced, the girls go to the mother. The girl is supposed to live by the mother. Therefore, the first husband can't say, like, I'm only supportive if she's by me. No. Since the mother now is married to another husband, so therefore the daughter has the right to be with her mother, therefore the first husband still has to support her. The Marmi Mai, who told you? We're talking about an older girl here. Dilma Biktana Askinan. Maybe we're talking about a young girl over here. Or Mishu Maisa Shoya. There was a special Maisa that once happened. Titania, we learned like this. Mi Shemais. Somebody died. V'niach ben katan l'imay. A husband died. And he left over a young son and a mother. Now, Yorsha Yavimrim, the Yorshim of the father, in other words, now that the son's alive, this young son, he yashins the father. But let's say, Chas v'Shalom, the son would die. So then the brother yashins, or the father's father yashins. So those people that would yashin say, Yea, God, let's lie no. We want to take care of this young boy. And we're afraid because what they want to do is kill the kid. And then they'll take over the Yerusha. So the people that have a right to Yashin the father say, we want the kid to stay by us. The mother says, no, Yay, b'ni god letzli, it's my son. I want him to grow up by me. Halacha is, manicha noisa etzel imoy. We let the kid, he's supposed to stay by his mother. V'yein manicha noisa etzel royal yorshay. And we don't let the kid stay by the people that may yashin the property. Why? Because my sahoy, it once happened the case that they let the kid stay by the father, the chvei's father or the father's brother. And v'shachtu erev Rosh Hashanah. On erev Rosh Hashanah, they shachtu the kid. So on the Girsa, they take away and say erev Harishon, like Vasepas Rosh Hashanah. Just means erev Harishon. In other words, the first night that they got a hold of this kid, they killed the kid. Because like this, now that the kid's not here, they get the Yerusha. Chvei is $10 million. Therefore, we have to be afraid that the Yorshim of the father can't take the kid, therefore the kid has to go to the mother. So maybe we're talking about a ketana here. By a ketana, it always stays by the mother. For the Gemarim came, if so, listni lemokam shehi. Let it stay at the place where she is. Strashi demashtna legdela. The Mokim Shi, the Ketana of the Mokim Shi, should have said, you have to feed her.